When you step into a voting booth on election day, no one can see who or what you vote for, right? Well, a recent study found that 70% of New Mexico voters believe it's possible to find out a person's voting choices. That's not true, but just how private is your ballot? Chandelise Duster is a reporter for NPR, and she's here to break it all down for us. Hey, Chandelise.
Hey, it's good to be here.
So, is who I vote for really, honestly, a secret?
When you go and cast your ballot, no one's going to know who you're voting for unless you tell them. You know, you're not writing any identifying information at the top of your ballot. When it comes to, you know, your mail-in ballots, there are also secrecy sleeves that once you fill out the ballot, you put it back into the secrecy sleeve. They also have another envelope that you drop that into, and then it goes off to the office where it will be tabulated later.
So what's fueling these concerns and this kind of misinformation around ballot privacy?
Yes. So it's a number of things. One official with a voter registration drive told me that some of the concerns that they're hearing is mainly coming from people who are just super, super cautious about what information is available online. There are also people who are just concerned about it because of the political climate that we're in. There's a lot of hyper partisanship and a lot of things that are being spread and said online. So there are some concerns there. There may be some couples who may not agree with, you know, the person that they love and, you know, their political choices. And so there may be some questions about whether or not, you know, hey, can I keep my significant other from finding this out? And so those are some of the factors that are driving the concerns among voters on this issue.
So is there information about voting that is public?
Yes, that's a great question. So there is some information that is available. You know, there are voter rolls that has some public information. So it could be your name, it can be your address, and depending on where you live, it may even be your party affiliation. It could also have information as to the last election that you participated in. Was it a Democratic primary? Was it a Republican primary? If someone donates to a campaign or to a certain candidate, those contributions may be public, depending on how much this person donated. The Federal Election Commission actually has a public database of individual contributions to campaigns and candidates. But in terms of your really, really sensitive information, such as your social security number, that information is strictly private. That is something that election officials are the only ones that would have access to.
And what if I want it to all be private? Is there anything I can do?
Well, there are some options depending on where you live and depending on who you are. There are several states that have address confidentiality programs for people who are victims of domestic violence or human trafficking and other types of violence and who are in fear of their safety. You know, law enforcement and people in other professions, you know, they want their information private. So there are safeguards in place for that. And then there are also some places such as in Alaska where you could actually request in writing that your information not be public. And so there are some options for people depending on where you live.
Chandelise Duster is a reporter at NPR. Chandelise, thank you so much for explaining all this.
You're so very welcome.